my first question to you would be as well, what is the first thing that comes into your mind when you hear the word resistance?
The first thing that comes into my mind when I hear the word resistance is rest and also play. So part of me, resistance comes from reclaiming the parts that have made us feel that, everything is coming to a certain end point. So for me, rest is a really important word for me.
Thank you. And in as a, can you connect this word resist or resistance to your work and in which way, if so?
Yes, definitely. I think it's sort of like inherent in my work. It's really implicit, just coming from like my identity, but also the place where I create from is really writing my own story, and that is in a way resisting the dominant narrative. So I think that that's definitely like in the work. And also going back to rest, I think rest is also there, like finding different ways to reclaim this play, and especially when working with the body. So I try to use that.
Can you perhaps just make a small extension to this, what you call like the dominant narrative, so that we just have a, shared understanding of what you mean when you say it?
Yes, I think, well, what I meant in relationship, well, I guess I just can only relate it to dance, but there are certain images that come into mind. Yeah, Eurocentric, like really from this white patriarchy, like what a black body is on stage. And I think my work is resisting that narrative that is Eurocentric and kind of putting my reality in the space and centered. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, thank you very much. Then today, in I would say the cultural sector, we have a lot of discourses that are turning around our works, or that we connect with works, or that influence works. So I wonder, in which way, like some of these present questions are about, race, class, gender, inclusion. And I wonder if there's one where you think this is like my work is connecting to, or this is part of my work, or do you distance from this kind of discourses?
I think it's impossible for me to distance myself from this. It's definitely within, and I can't also just pick one as they're intertwined for me. And just recently, not recently, but I keep coming back to this bridge called My Back, which is like an anthology of radical women of color feminisms. And in it is a really lovely passage called Theory in the Flesh. And it's just really fresh in my mind, so I just wanted to bring it up because it's like talking about our lived experiences, and it through our flesh creates the politic born out of necessity. And I think that really sums up my practice and can answer this question very well, because it is out of necessity, and it is from all of these intersecting things that you just mentioned.
I have one question which comes from like a bit the theme under which I've programmed like the four positions I took for Move Extended, but that we take as well a bit as a festival team, at this being as a forms of resistance and being together. And I like to ask the artist like in which way they like to be together with people. On the one hand, people they know, and on the other hand, people they do not know.
I can't choose one. I like both. I'm very introverted, so in my personal life, I actually prefer to be with people I know, or with like a really intimate group of people if we're going out or something. On the other hand, I guess in other contexts like studio or work or art, like I actually really like being with people I don't know, especially if it's a space that's created that's yeah, I guess safe, and also connecting everybody, because I like recently did a workshop where it's like you start the day as strangers, and then at the end of the day you really feel like you know these people, and this is really cool. Yeah, so I like both.
And Yi Yi is a dance piece for the stage, and you are a lot on stage, and now yeah, you create your own work for stage. I would like to know, like, what is the stage for you? Like, how do you understand this space?
Like in this specific piece or in general?
I think perhaps in general, but it would, if there's like something you want to add concerning Yeye, feel free so to do.
The stage opens up for me a lot of possibility. At the same time, it's somewhat of a controlled space because we're at least I'm bound to like cues, music, and I'm really crafting that, which I really obviously enjoy to do. For me, it's time also. One word that I would want to say would be escape, but I actually don't think it's an escape because it's very real, like what we are experiencing and doing on stage. So it really feels, it's like magic. I don't know how to explain the stage, but it's the space that's somewhat controlled, but also like magic happens. And if you're a performer or even as an audience, you can feel that definitely depending on the performance.
Yeah, I can sign that. It's magic happening on stage. Not always, but very often, actually. The piece Yeyu that you present in Krefeld, would you tell us in your words just what it is about? I don't mean perhaps a description, you know, of the content, but for yourself, you know, what it is about.
I started the research already a few years ago, so I could like say this description, but for me, what remains is that it's really a piece about healing. It's almost in a way, like an intention where I give to my past, my present, and my future. And that is, of course, somehow bound or relates to a history. But for me, it's about, healing. And also I really take it as a journey because it is through my body. So I really take these elements, more concretely what it's about. Yeah, I can, as I'm just going into the piece and just trying to feel exactly. Yeah, I can just like explain that it's this intention of healing and also, working also with memory and in a way a sensitivity that again is not really afforded by a lot of certain performers or people. So I really take that time for myself and also like help to invite people into that.
And where did the idea also come from? Where did this piece start from, actually?
And concretely, the piece started from researching different types of Afro-diasporic spirituality, like specifically the Virgin Mary, and sort of these really iconic images that we have from anywhere from Catholicism to East Indian or West African, Caribbean. So just sort of this archetypes, definitely this divine feminine archetype of the mother. Is like, the very clear imagery where I started from. And then from there, I layered on like these healing aspects, which came through much more for me than dealing with religion. But yeah, definitely also not just spirituality, but also the nature of its nature of being also like over, like layered, like very overlapping. I always found that really fascinating how different icons or different stories from different paradigms and canons are like together. So anything from like the early Europe, like paganism, like how that's like those images and those stories are also apparent in Like for example, the Caribbean, or Candomblé in Brazil, just like the different religions and practices across, which is also in a way a cultural practice. I mean, definitely. So yeah, that was sort of that fascination.
And at the moment, are you working on a next piece, or like what are you working on right now?
And definitely the themes of Yeye are still resonating. I'm about to enter in another production phase, like toward the last quarter of the year. And a lot of the starting points of my work, which I didn't mention yet, is also nature. So for me, it's also going back into that. And I will also like go to the place where I was like born and brought up, which is California in the States. And that has like a really dramatic landscape. And so, yeah, I think for me, it's like directly like going back there and seeing what impulses I have during this. But yeah, I don't have a clear answer on that. I mean, I definitely should, or I feel like I should, but I think like also a part of it is like similar to Yeye, like the idea just came to me, or I just had this question, like, what is this Black Madonna? That was like my question. Right now, as I've done a few pieces, like right now, I really feel like my upcoming work is going to be a continuation. So it's not like there is a necessary like big burning question yet, because I feel like I have created like this world of references, ideas that I'm already kind of simmering in and trying to like work through, which is about healing, which is about resting, which is about nature, and also just using again the words from this interview, but also in that implicit is that resistance. And for me, it's always like reformulating it. But definitely I'm also interested in like in my upcoming work to explore like different formats of what a choreography can be. So it can be like a poem or a letter. So yeah, that's kind of it that we'll see for the bigger picture.
Yeah, interesting. Seems like an intensive journey. You know, from as that Yeye is resonating, so the journey seems just to continue, and hope it stays enriching for you.
Yes.
And then, I mean, you answered it already, but perhaps there's something else you want to add. The phrase, you know, the work with the body is always a political work. I would ask you much more, what brings it up to you? Then is it important for you, or can you sign it? You know, you already said something to that, but I don't know if you have something to add.
Yeah, I did kind of relate to that question already, just that it's like unable to not be political. I don't think there's a such thing somehow, but that's just me. And to add, I think, well, just to reflect, because I'm in a reflective mood, like my first piece had a lot to do with like this topic, but also with gaze and perception. And I also think that's very interesting to think about, to kind of like throw that in there, that we're always like swimming through these different perceptions also when it comes to different politicized bodies. And also, yeah, I also don't believe there's really a hierarchy of oppression. So, or like playing this sort of thing, like, okay, well, I'm this, I'm that, but it's sometimes, yeah, it's easy to forget that they're all connected somehow, and that our experiences are they're definitely individual, and unique, but I think that there is a common struggle, especially yeah, there is a common struggle, but yeah, that's it.
And my closing question always for everybody is like, why dance? How did you come to dance, or why is it dance that you've chosen? I don't know, up to you how to answer actually.
Yes, I For me, dance is definitely freedom. Just like really simply, I don't know what to say. Like, in addition to what I said about the stage, like that space that's created in the end to perform is to be free, also to make all those choices in the moment. And it's also to be alive and what it means to be present. And yeah, and all of that together for me is freedom, and that's what dance is.
Thank you.